Chapter 6. The billion tiny parts of him twinkling through time and space, and then, with a sensation of coalescence, of iron filings gathering towards a magnet, of everything coming back together, of coming round after being briefly knocked out. He is screaming as he falls into the arms of his father, who is saying,
"Easy, son, I got you,"
Dad having to raise his voice a little over the clapping and cheering and whistling.
"Fuck,"
JC says.
"Shit."
"Welcome home, kid,"
Dad is saying in his ear, hugging him tightly, while behind him the clapping and cheering and whistling goes on. They're in the big conference room. It's decked out for a party. Jesus, breathing hard, sweating, like waking from a terrible nightmare, can see Jeannie and Lance and Jimmy and Peter and Andrew and all the saints and a bunch of the others, and right there in the middle of them are Pete and Claude and Bob, and they're all wearing fucking togas, of all things.
"Ow,"
Jesus says, rubbing his chest. "That hurt, man."
"Oh, shut your pie hole,"
God says, affectionately slapping his cheek.
"Lethal injection's a walk in the park. Shit, you're lucky you weren't in Virginia or Alabama. They still use the chair there. Let me tell you, that'll put hairs on your balls. Listen to you whining about a little jab. How about your buddy here? The big guy took 3 fucking rounds in his ass, and he still walked in here like a man."
Give the kid a break,"
Big Bob says, coming forward now. Around this time, less than 30 seconds after his arrival in heaven, the mortuary assistant in Huntsville is walking into the prison morgue, a piece of paper in his hand, JC's death certificate. On the certificate, under cause of death, are the words state-certified legal execution. The mortuary assistant, Jim Baker, a man who will spend much of the next few weeks being interviewed by police and reporters, places a hand on the metal drawer and pulls it out towards him, finding nothing where he expected to find the 3-day-old body of Jesus Christ, 33 once again at the time of death.
"Bob," JC says, embracing him. "What's with the toga, dude? Listen to Mr. State Penitentiary 1982.
Lance shrieks, plucking distastefully at JC's prison jumpsuit.
"Thought we'd go toga for your welcome back party,"
God says, handing Jesus a big white sheet. He pulls the jumpsuit off, starts putting the toga on, people whistling.
"Yeah, I like it, man," Bob says, touching his robe. "All those years in combat gear down there."
So funny, so great to hear Bob talking normally, in full sentences.
"Right, funny boss, get your laughing gear around this,"
Andrew says, cracking the cork out of a bottle of pre-war champagne. There are lots of them, Jesus sees, stacked in big silver bowls, overflowing with ice on the long trestled table at the top of the conference room. A good-looking buffet laid out, too. Cold cuts, a huge salmon with slivers of cucumber sliced to look like scales placed all over it, and lots of fruit, melons and mangoes and pineapples and peaches. Right in the middle of the table, there's a huge copper bowl filled with what looks like strawberry punch. Shit, the fruit in heaven. Oh, man. "So, what's happening?" JC asks.
"Well, first,"
God says, exhaling, passing his son the mammoth blunt he's just lit, Andrew passing him an icy glass of that good champagne,
"we're gonna get loaded."
"Yeah?" Jesus says as music starts up. He can see Peter on the decks in the corner, dropping hip-hop. The party starts kicking off, the music getting louder, people dancing as Pete comes over and they embrace.
"I was going nuts watching your trial," Pete says.
"Yeah, how about that?"
Jesus says.
"No," Pete says. "What I mean is, I can't believe none of you idiots remembered."
"Remembered what?" Pete tells him. Jesus slaps his forehead, and then he's fighting his way through the crush of well-wishers towards God.
"Here, Dad, hold the fort. I got something I need to do down there. I'll be back in, like, 5 seconds, our time."
Jesus looks to his wrist for a watch, but it isn't there.
"Hey,
How long's it been down there since I came back?
God wedges the blunt in his mouth and a champagne bottle under his right armpit as he looks at the Timex on his wrist.
You've been back a minute or two. I don't know. Maybe a few weeks?
Shit. Yeah, I'll be right back.
Don't be long, God says.
Everybody's slapping him on the back as he threads his way through the crowd, some chick pinching his ass. He sees two pairs of feet sticking out from under one of the buffet tables and lifts the cloth as he walks by. Old Gus and Dottie, passed right out, surrounded by a drift of empty champagne bottles.
Must have started early.